95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Time for another Morning Hog Brew Review. It's happy hour, and that's why Josh from SR Parade is right there. Look at him. He looks great in that shirt. That's how you know he's from SR Parade, because it says it on your shirt.
Right there.
Otherwise, I'd be like, Josh, our friend Josh? Oh, no, sorry. You're our friend Josh.
I was going to say.
And you brought your friends,
too. I did.
Too.
I have Eva from SR Parade.
I have SR Parade. What? Welcome back, Eva.
And Teresa from Camp Boggy Creek.
Teresa! Camp Boggy Creek! Wait a minute. Are we finally going to get to do this ride? Is it finally happening?
Oh,
this is... Teresa, get right on that mic and tell us about it.
Sunday, December 11th.
There you go. Now we got it.
28th annual Bruce Rossmeyer Ride for Children. It's going down.
Look out. Finally. So the weather... is out of the way.
We're
out of hurricane season.
Out of the way.
And all the challenges you guys have had putting this event on, it's finally happening. And Josh, I know that there's a proud beer sponsor of it too, right?
Yes, Miller Lite.
Look out. That's right.
We got a Miller whole bottle today.
We can cheer for Miller Lite. You guys can make some noise. You don't have to be quiet about that.
Oh, we get our own bottle.
My own beer. Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Mine's kind of a collectible. Oh, I just want to hang on. No, I'm not going to hang on to it. I'm going to open it. And by the way, if you're participating along this morning, because a lot of people will like to drink along with the brew review.
Yes.
Since it is a Friday morning, it's okay. It's happy hour. You can get your Miller Lite and find out some of the details of this great event, right?
Absolutely. So this is going to be the 28th annual Bruce Rossmeyer Ride for Children. And I believe this year they're actually going to be able to finish it out at Camp Boggy Creek.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that route.
That's right.
Because the original time, we wouldn't have been able to do this, right?
Yes. So in 2020, obviously, the year of all things changing. The event actually just started in Daytona, went around Daytona, came back to the pavilion. But this year we are going back to camp.
Look at this.
So yes, we're really excited.
Right. That's right.
Awesome.
That's
right.
Yes. Yeah. So nice. It's going to start at Destination Daytona. Check in 7 a.m. Day of registration is available. So if you haven't did that pre-registration, you can do it the morning of.
Good.
And so the Volusia County Sheriff is going to take everybody right on out to camp at Camp Boggy Creek.
Look out. And then you can actually get to see the kids that you guys are helping out.
Right? Yes, we are going to have camper champions on site. So you'll be able to meet and greet some of our campers. And we're actually going to have a camper family speak and present at the event. Too.
Really?
Yeah, talk about their experience at Camp Boggy Creek.
It's kind of like it was meant to be, this delay and this whole schedule, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally like turning out to be so great. We're really excited. And just to have all of the motorcyclists back out at the camp, the sponsors, everybody has really missed it since we've been away. And so it's really exciting. It's really exciting.
Eva, you want to tell us how SR Parade, how you guys have been involved in this thing for a long time?
Inception.
Right.
So.
and this is more of a year-round thing for you guys. I mean, I know the event is coming up, but obviously this happens throughout the year. You're helping out Camp Boggy Creek.
Yes, and we work closely together with Teresa and help with planning, but back to what she said, we're super excited. It's going back to camp so you can actually see the facilities and what they're able to do for the children at the camp. So it's really important.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's very important to see where, you know, those donations and stuff are going and the cause you're actually fighting for.
Right. Yeah, it's, a lot of people, obviously, we talked about it last time when we were originally going to have that event about how people can jump in and get involved. Anybody that's registered already obviously can show up, but you're taking anybody who wants to ride, right?
Just come out. So www.rideforchildren.com, sign up today, $50 regular registration, VIP, $250.
Ooh, do that.
You know, you get some VIP swag.
That's right. Steve and I recommend that, by the way. Right. All right. Josh, you have any VIP swag for us right now?
In my truck.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You got
a
stash?
Yeah.
Keeping it to yourself?
Right. And of course, if you're trying to, if you're not riding, you can still come out and support the cause, right? You don't have to be on a bike.
Yes, you can,
right?
But you still need to register to be a part of the event. You
Excellent.
Know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Outback will be back again.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
We like food.
So Outback has been supporting the event for a very, very long time, basically since its inception as well. And so they are going to be catering our lunch. So we're going to have some, you know, some steak, some salad, you know.
Mm. Mm. That's fantastic.
Some nice vittles.
And by the way, the whole time you're saying that, Steve's beard is quivering right now.
Look at
steaks.
It.
Yeah, it's like he's
why is it moving by itself?
He's right because she
mentioned steak.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the word vittles.
Yeah, vittles. That's the one that really gets you.
Yeah.
All right. Are we gonna? Should we take a break, enjoy some Middle Night, and get ready to talk more about this?
Coming yeah, up? Absolutely.
Okay. All right. More coming up. Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and the family from S. Upper are right here on 95.7 The Hog.